Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload in the final hour of the Sean Hannity Show.
News roundup, information overload hour. Thanks for being with us. Our toll-free number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Well, the whole purpose of, you know, and this is where the stupidity of Republicans in the Senate came up in the first place. The whole idea that Joe Biden needs the help of Congress. I'm not sure why they won't help me. I've done every single thing that I could do. I did everything. No, you didn't do everything. You undid everything that was working. That is the only thing you did. And that goes to the heart of the issue here. The whole purpose of this political exercise, I don't think Chuck Schumer ever thought there was going to be a border bill, but this is Chuck Schumer's bill. But the whole purpose was to shift the blame for Joe Biden's border crisis that they've been denying is a crisis and telling us over and over again that the border is secure and the border is closed, to blame Republicans for this and say, well, they won't help me. Otherwise, I'd fix it if they'd only help me. No, Joe Biden can just use that pen one more time. And all of those Trump policies that work, like stay in Mexico and building the wall, Title 42, he can bring them back into action and he can implement them and stop suing states like Texas that try to do the job that the federal government's supposed to do. But if you listen to Biden and you listen to the hacks in the media, his top contributors, an extension of his press office, you know, they're all trying to shift the blame for the border crisis to Republicans. No, Joe Biden did this all by himself. 10 million, nearly 10 million illegal Joe Biden unvetted immigrants in our country. Tens of thousands coming from China, Russia, Afghanistan, Egypt, Iran, and Syria. And why are they coming here? But listen, they're all on the same page, means they're all tied at the hip, and they all have the same talking points, and they all tell and spew the same lies and conspiracy theories. But this is the media and Joe Biden blaming Republicans for the crisis at the border. MAGA Republicans, as he says.
So I'm calling on Congress to pass this bill. Get it to my desk immediately. But if the bill fails, I want to be absolutely clear about something. The American people are going to know why it failed. I'll be taking this issue to the country. And the voters are going to know that it's not just a moment. Just at the moment, we're going to secure the border and fund these other programs. Trump and the MAGA Republicans said no, because they're afraid of Donald Trump. Afraid of Donald Trump. Every day between now and November, the American people are going to know that the only reason the border is not secure is Donald Trump and his MAGA Republican friends.
You have one of the slimmest majorities in the House in history. Don't you have to compromise to get something done? What you passed in the House can't pass in the Senate, Mr. Speaker. You know that.
This is almost entirely a border security bill.
Last night, a bipartisan group of senators unveiled a compromise bill, but the Republican Speaker of the House says it's dead on arrival.
border. I mean, we're looking every day at the invasion of migrants, and they're playing a time game with politics on this.
All right, joining us now, Derek Maltz, former agent in charge of the DEA Special Operations Division, and also Sarah Carter, Fox News contributor, investigative reporter. Great to hear from you both. Sarah, you have been all over the country, all over the border, top to bottom. This was never an issue that Republicans in the Senate ever needed to deal with, especially if they wanted a border bill. They would have one already done that's a real border security bill in H.R. 2 that was passed by the House.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Sean. I mean, there is nothing that needs to be done right now but just follow the law. And I'm here, you know, I'm in Denver right now. I've been traveling all across the country covering the migrant issue, covering what's happening in our country as far as, like, the millions of people that poured across our border. And I can tell you, even here in Denver, with over 40,000, you know, migrants that have come across the border that have been basically processed into the country with no place to live, no shelter, you have a community that's already resource stretched, and you have people inside the country both facing the same kind of dangers from fentanyl, and I'm sure Derek will go into that in detail, but facing what the drug cartels are pouring across our border, it's absolute, complete chaos. And it doesn't seem like anybody in Washington, D.C. actually wants to really solve this issue. There are people both on the Republican side and certainly on the Democrat side that have no answers for anyone except to continue the insanity at the U.S. Southern border, and as well as the northern border, not only bringing in fentanyl, what we're seeing with the cartels, the billions, hundreds of billions of dollars in fentanyl and human trafficking, but putting the national security of every single American at risk.
Well, Sari also wrote about how Alejandro Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, actually issued a memorandum to top DHS officials. This was in September, late September of 2021, that set the stage for an open border policy that resulted in the invasion, as former top FBI brass refer to this, of military age men from around the world, coming from some of our top geopolitical foes. But anyway, you were able to obtain this memorandum, and basically it was an open borders blueprint revealing the purposeful failure to secure the southern border, which, by the way, I think will ultimately result in the House impeaching them, you know, once people like Steve Scalise get back. And it does bring, by the way, into focus this election to replace George Santos in my old district when I lived in New York. And that's district number 3. And, you know, I think that the Republicans have a pretty good chance of picking that up. What's her name? Mazie Pillup is running. I mean, she's running a great campaign, and I think she was maintained by Republicans and put back in Republican hands. Anyway, Derek Maltz, former agent in charge of the Special Operations Division of the DEA, you know more than anybody how bad it is down there, and it's only gotten worse under Biden.
Yes, Sean, thank you very much. I mean, obviously, the Mexican cartels are operating with impunity. They're taking advantage of the weaknesses in America with the wide open border. They've aligned themselves with the Chinese criminal networks right out of China. They're bombing our country with deadly chemicals, not just small, but benzene. These are much more poisonous substances. I got to tell you, now they're setting up marijuana grow operations all over America. As you said very, you know, correctly in the beginning, that they're invading the country at record levels. This first 3 months of 2024, we have an average of over 5,000 a month Chinese nationals coming into the country, military-age men, setting up operations, picking up the money from the cartels, buying property in America. And Sean, I mean, how many Americans are going to the CCP and buying property and real estate in their country?
Right? By the way, it's not just property and real estate. They're buying thousands and thousands of acres of farmland, ranch land, and land near military installations. You think I'm allowed to go to China? I could show up at their border, walk across their border, and start buying up their land like that? I doubt they'd allow that to happen, and I'd probably never see the light of day again.
Right. And Americans every day, Sean, are being deceived to death by taking illicit drugs that have fentanyl and other substances in them. And the families are shocked. Like, even the mother in Kansas City with the three Chiefs fans that were frozen to death, The mother's comment is, my son wasn't a drug addict. You know, my son wasn't a big drug user, whatever she said, the stepmother. But in reality, that kid didn't go to the house to die. He was over there snorting some cocaine, but there's fentanyl in it, and it's coming over the porous border, and the cartels are making billions. So it's a disaster, and it's really sad. But, you know, Sean, 3 years ago in Oregon, they wanted to do this decriminalization of hard drugs. And now, look, the same officials are now declaring a state of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the crisis with the illegals all over New York City and Chicago. The mayors are crying. Like, oh, my God, how does this happen? Why is Abbott sending us all these people in our city? Well, they asked for it, so elections have consequences, Sean.
Oh, they do. Let's go back to this memorandum, Sarah Carter, because Mayorkas basically put in writing everything that he intended, and everything has basically been unfolding exactly how he laid it out in 2021.
Yeah, this was a policy. This became the actual policy. It usurped the law, which it shouldn't have done. The law is the law, but Mayorkas came in. He was, as described to me by many of the people that I interviewed, both on the record and off the record, in the Border Patrol, as well as in Immigration and Customs Enforcement, he was their general for the Biden administration. He was coming in to establish a policy of open borders, and he did so through that September 2021 memorandum. It's a seven-page memorandum that goes into details, that gives every single excuse for processing people into the country. It didn't even matter if they were criminals. They were able to process them. And they also tied the hands of Immigration and Customs Enforcement by saying, okay, even if you pick up somebody with a criminal record inside the United States, here are like 7 to 8 to 10 reasons that they can be allowed to stay regardless of breaking the law. See, it didn't even matter that they were breaking the law when they were crossing the border. They were basically telling Border Patrol, you're not going to pick them up. You're not going to do anything but process them in. But even if they...
I mean, reasons that they're given to keep them is, if they've been in the United States a long time, that would mitigate it. Or even if they have a mental condition that may have contributed to criminal conduct, he's making excuses for people that have mental conditions, which I think is outrageous. Status as a victim of a crime or a witness or a legal party. They were looking for any reason at all whatsoever to keep everybody, and that's what they've done.
Well, and keep everybody and then put the onus on the agents that are on the front line. Because the disclaimer at the end of his memorandum is that we're not going to pay the price if basically a terrorist comes in and targets a major city. The onus is going to be on the agents. Why? Because effectively, at the end of that memorandum, it says it's your decision whether or not you're going to process them into the country. So I'm basically leaving it up to you.
All right, quick break. Right back. More with Sarah Carter and Derek Maltz as we talk about the latest disaster at the border. And now that we know it was all planned from the get-go, 800-941-SHAWN, our number. We'll get to your call straight ahead. Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken through abortion. Now, preborn.com, they're dedicated to saving these precious lives, and they're using the science of 4D ultrasound to do it by offering free ultrasounds to any expecting mom.
That changed my life, just from that ultrasound picture.
Now, you see, when an expecting mother meets that precious baby inside her, they end up being more than twice as likely to choose life for that baby. Now, you can join them in this incredible effort of theirs, and that's rescuing babies' lives. One ultrasound, $28. For $140, you can sponsor 5 ultrasounds. And you know what? You might be saving 5 lives. You can donate securely by dialing #250 on your cell. Use the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. And unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well.
You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers, Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's why Preborn has stepped in. And they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, five ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue five babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor, and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers, Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
All right, we continue now. Sarah Carter, Derek Maltz with us, talking about this Alejandro Mayorkas letter from September of 2021, basically outlining everything that he planned to do to keep the borders wide open. They have put this in a position where they're acting like, but if something goes wrong, if there's a terror attack or something of that magnitude, because what they have done here, Mayorkas and Biden, they're going to try and blame this on Border Patrol agents and ICE officials and say, well, no, we gave you exceptions. You just didn't use them, even though they were being told one thing on paper and another thing in reality. Derek, I mean, you could just see it. And the people I talk to that are down at the border tell me all the time, it's just a crock. They are under strict orders to let these people in and not even check them.
Right. So, Sean, it's very obvious to you, but we've been deceived. The American public is not getting the facts about what's happening at the border and throughout America. So, yeah, the brave men and women at the Border Patrol, they can't do their job. That's why the morale is going right down in the toilet. That's why they're retiring at record levels. That's why there's incidents of domestic violence and other stuff. These poor, you know, public servants, they can't do their job. They're frustrated, and they don't like the fact that their leadership is lying to the American public using the corrupt media to put out bad information. And so it's like a deception campaign It's being done perfectly from the Democrat standpoint, but every American in this country is going to pay the price. They're already paying the price. I mean, I have relatives in New York. I know what's going on in the streets. As a matter of fact, I got a video yesterday of a guy jumping on a trash can and going to the bathroom and then wiping his butt right in the streets of in New York City. It's disgusting. They're piling up. The rats are running around. And, you know, it's kind of like I said before.
So you actually took a video of this guy taking a dump.
I didn't take the video. A friend of mine sent it to me, and I couldn't believe it because it's just something you'd see.
I don't know why you can't believe it. I mean, it's been happening in cities all around the country, and it's been going on forever. Look at San Francisco.
Sean, no. I agree, but I just haven't seen the video. Like, you have to see the video to understand what I mean.
Oh, I mean, I'd love to show it on TV. I'm not sure what the appetite of my audience is going to be to want to see that, but I tend to think maybe not. Anyway, we appreciate both of you. Great investigative work, Sarah Carter. Derek, great to hear from you again as well. Thank you both. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. All right, here is your president, the ever so incoherent Joe Biden. He had a little hard time remembering what the name of the terrorist group Hamas was.
There is some movement. And I don't want to choose my words. There's some movement. There's been a response from the opposition. But from Hamas. But it seems to be a little over the top. We're not sure where it is. There's a continuing negotiation right now.
And this follows up on his incredible confusion of French President Macron with François Mitterrand. Maybe a lot of you haven't heard that name. But anyway, he was the president of France for a long time. He died after he got out of office in 95. He died in 96. But Joe thinks he's still alive.
You know, right after I was elected, I went to what they call a G7 meeting, all the NATO leaders. It was in the south of England. And I sat down and I said, America's back. And Mitterrand from France looked at me and said, you know, how long are you back for? And I looked at him, and the Chancellor of Germany said, "What would you say, Mr. President, if you picked up the paper tomorrow in the London Times? And the London Times said, 1,000 people break through the House of Commons, break down the doors, 2 bobbies are killed in order to stop the election of the Prime Minister. What would you say?" I never thought about it from that perspective. What would we say if that happened in another democracy around the world?
Linda, you know, actually, you know who wrote me yesterday? He goes, I mean, do you have to show this every day? It was Stephen A. Smith, our buddy.
I was just talking to him the other day, too.
You were just talking to him? Yeah, we're going to have him on.
He's from Queens. He probably speaks a little bit more like me than you.
Yeah, I think he definitely does. Now, you know, honestly, because of his year, actually, I'm working on it, though.
I'm making a concerted effort.
Yeah, well, it's not working too great, but it's definitely shown some area of improvement. But we love Stephen A., and he's like, what, Newt Gingrich talking about his cognitive belief? Do you do that every night? And I'm like, yeah, because every night he screws something else up. I mean, I already have my tape for tonight. Please make sure Tiff gets a copy of it. And it is what it is. The guy is a cognitive mess. And actually, it was Stephen A. who said to me, he goes, yeah, keep letting, you know, people out of jail that beat up cops. And why don't you just roll out the red carpet for Trump to be reelected? Now, he's not a fan of Trump, but he's not a fan of Joe Biden's either. I don't know who he's going to vote for. I got to say,
you know, one of the biggest problems I have with people is having like just a real conversation. Stephen A. is somebody you can actually have a conversation with, you know, and have like a friendly debate go back and forth. But whenever somebody says, I just can't vote for Trump, I'm like, well, can you keep doing this? Because this is no good. Like, there's just, whether you like or dislike Trump, you loved him before he was a president. You loved him on The Apprentice. You loved him going around to all of his restaurants and his hotels. You love that he was, you know, the man of gold. You loved him on 9/11 when he was the first one down there to try to help and rebuild. He was wonderful. But when he came into office and he said, you know what, this is what I think we need to do. All of a sudden now.
Notice how you said office.
I didn't notice. I was deep in thought. But thank you for pointing it out. I appreciate it. I mean, I just, you know, I got a real issue with people who want to be mad at the man. You know what? I don't give a crap if you like his personality. I'm not voting for the most popular guy. I'm voting for the most capable guy. And you know what? In 47 years, Biden didn't do one damn thing to impress me. That's for damn sure. And now we gave him four more just to screw it up. I mean, enough already.
Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, who is wearing how much is one of those Fendi scarves? Do you know how much they are?
I'll tell you what it is. It's out of his payroll, out of his salary as mayor of New York.
Okay.
He should not be wearing that.
But anyway, here's the mayor of New York comparing himself to Jesus for assembling a non-white team.
Stand up. They need to see you. Deputy Mayor Williams Isom, Deputy Mayor Mira Josie, Deputy Mayor Amazar, Deputy Mayor Maria Torres Springer. Have you ever seen this much chocolate leading the city of New York? And then go down the line. Look who's here. This is representative of the city. That's why people are hating on me. You trying to figure out why they're hating on me? They're hating on me because how many of you go to church? Ma'am, this is a Matthew 21 and 12 moment. Jesus walked in the temple. He saw them doing wrong in the temple. He did what? He turned the table over. I went to City Hall to turn the table over. First woman police commissioner of color. First Spanish-speaking police commissioner. First Spanish-speaking commissioner. Go through the line of what we're doing.
Well, you just can't make that one up. And then he's saying, no one is stopping ICE from doing their job. Really? Nobody's stopping ICE from doing their job. Is that what he said?
And here's the only area of the law that I think should be examined. And I made it clear. You repeatedly commit felonies, dangerous crimes. If you're found guilty, you should not be in our city. That's what I believe. And ICE can execute warrants. ICE can have a role here. You know, they can. No one is stopping ICE from doing their job. They have a job to do when you deal with dangerous people such as that.
Unbelievable. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Don in Iowa. Don, how are you? Glad you called, sir. Thanks for being patient.
Hi, Sean. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for your great show. I love Linda and Katie, by the way. I just thought I'd throw that in.
Why are you sucking up to Linda and Katie? Why?
Because they're both awesome. They are great. Linda, for always standing up and giving her opinions, and Katie, she's just a sweetheart.
Well, we have to manage Linda's opinions. There has to be a certain
I take
amount.
Offense to that. I don't know that I managed. I would say that I am irreverent with caution now because it is the Sean Hannity show. And that whatever I'm saying, you can imagine what I'm not saying on air, and you know exactly where I stand.
Okay, that's the problem. And if I just let you give your opinion on viruses out alone, I mean...
That's not fair. That's not the virus. It's the vaccines, and it's the fake news, and it's the hyperbole.
No.
That's not fair.
No, that's not true. Because I could finish the sentence.
So finish it. Go for the gold, big guy. Come on, you can do it.
I'm not doing it. COVID is nothing but, and this is something you said privately to us, and I will keep it private. Out of respect for you and
you don't respect me.
This is super private.
No,
super
a cold is a virus. A cold is a virus.
No. That was not what I was going to refer to.
Oh, what
nice
were you
guess,
going
though.
To refer to? What was it? I apologize.
All right, let's bring back Don in Iowa. Don, bail me out of this mess you got me in.
All right. Well, I apologize to both of you for the.
Don, I love you. You don't have to apologize for a dang thing.
Thank you, Linda. You were discussing Hunter Biden and the classified information kept in the Corvette that Joe Biden had, hiding at his home without security on the home. Not only did it not have security, it had a person who was addicted to crack, who would steal his own mother's purse to go buy crack. That's what crack-addicted people do. And so you have all this top-secret classified information that is now completely considered compromised by the agencies that issued it. every one of them is having to do millions of dollars worth of cover for all of that. And that gets overlooked when you have the opposite of President Donald Trump having them secured in his home, being protected by Secret Service agents.
Well, it came out yesterday that, in fact, the Biden team is very worried that there are going to be pictures associated with Robert Herr's report on his classified information issues. Let me tell you why that's relevant, because if, in fact, those pictures are included, that will show in clear detail what exactly why Jim Jordan and the House Judiciary Committee is looking into whether or not we've have a weaponized DOJ and a weaponized FBI. Because if we see the same pictures and they look identical to that which we saw down in Mar-a-Lago, then the fair question becomes, why did you raid this guy's house and not this guy's? That, you know, there are four separate locations where they found top secret classified documents with Joe Biden, going back to his years in the Senate. And so it is, and he didn't have the ability to declassify. But, you know, that's only one of many cases now that Donald Trump has to face. And then there's going to be this little timing issue. How much of this do they want to get in? How many of these trials do they want to get in before the election? But you raise a great point, Don.
Thank you.
Anyway, all right, my friend. God bless you. Appreciate your call. Let's say hi to Ray in Florida. Ray, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, doing good. Welcome to Florida, Sean. What took you so long to get down here?
Family obligations, and now I got my kids here. Life is good.
Wonderful.
And they're not. By the way, they're not living with Dad. Thank God.
Hey, I know that you keep repeating yourself, and I want to say you got to keep. I feel your pain. This is a battle for the truth. In the midterm elections, I know that abortion became an issue, and the left keeps painting us as far right extremists. And in essence, in truth, Democrats have a far left a policy wanting abortion legal through all 9 months of pregnancy. And I see the same thing happening with the deportation of illegals, because the Democrats have a far left ideology as far as letting everybody in, an open border. And they accuse the Republicans, and I know that Trump said he's going to deport millions of people, and you see that happening in Germany, where people are protesting, saying, you know, we can't deport these people. They're our friends, and you know, my daughter or whatever. And it's really a mess in Germany right now.
It's a mess around the world, and honestly, it's what should happen. I don't think there's so many people that would love to come to America that can't get in legally. And they make that process so hard. They should streamline it, but it should have, you know, background checks to see if there are radical associations and health checks and means testing to make sure there won't be a financial burden on the American people. But if you didn't respect our laws, our borders, our sovereignty, you shouldn't get to stay. You shouldn't get rewarded for bad behavior. You know, if you want to be an American, one of the first prerequisites has to be you're willing to abide by our laws, period.
Well, how can we be proactive, build the border, vet those who can be vetted, turn them into Republicans, and deport the rest? Because the Democrats want them here to make them into Democratic voters. What can we...
Well, they figure they can bribe people by offering them something of great value. Do you know how many countries sell citizenship? Are you aware of that? Are you aware how difficult and how expensive it would be if you wanted citizenship in, say, New Zealand or Australia? Do you know what Australia does if you dare to try to get into their country illegally? They stop you. You don't get to the shore. And if you need medical attention, they'll take you to an island and they'll provide it. Then they'll give you food and water and medical supplies and send you home. That's what they do there. We should adopt it here. It's that simple. Hey, I've been telling you about the great mission that is Preborn, and they are doing amazing work. And they basically run on a philosophy that, okay, trust the science, and abortion at the end of the day is going to be a heart issue. And so they use the science of 4D ultrasound, and they give all of these ultrasounds for free to any expecting mom. And what they're finding is when they introduce expecting moms to the miracle of birth growing within them, that these moms in overwhelming numbers, if they were considering abortion, are no longer considering abortion. They're changing hearts through science. And by the way, moms hear the heart beating. They get to see the miracle of birth within them. They get to see facial features a lot of times, depending on what stage of birth that they're at or gestation that they're at. And it's just an amazing experience for these people. And the great thing is that more people are choosing life because of this science. Now, they don't get a penny at preborn from the federal government like Planned Parenthood. They don't get 1 cent. So they rely completely on the generosity of people that believe in the sanctity of life, people in the pro-life community. And you could have a big impact on people's hearts and do something pretty amazing, be a part of a great mission. And that is to help expecting moms. They help with counseling. After babies are born, they'll help with more counseling. They'll help with baby food and diapers, you name it. They're there to help. And they offer the free 4D ultrasounds to any expecting mom at any one of their clinics around the country. But every one of those 4D ultrasounds is $28. Whatever you can donate, it goes a long way to contributing to a great mission that they have. Please dial #250 on your cell phone. Say the keyword baby, and you can donate that way. #250, keyword baby, or go to the secure website at preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
And now, a word from the 46th President of the United States.
We've been doing everything we do to keep Biden from being the nominee. And guess what? We tried it in Iraq. It's not working. So now we're going to try, in Iran. Excuse me. We tried it in Ukraine.
Sean Hannity is on right now.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. We got a great Hannity tonight. We'll be looking at the 2024 election. We'll be looking at the future of Mitch McConnell. We'll be looking at the state of our borders. We'll be looking at the media lies. We've got it all covered. Lindsey Graham, James Comer, Mike Huckabee, Victor Davis Hanson, Brian Brenberg, and Ari Fleischer, among our many guests. Set your DVR, Hannity, tonight, 9 Eastern on Fox. We'll see you then back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.